Prologue. Eternal Guilt. February 2056. Pan American States. Killing Fields. "God damn it, Rachel," yelled Lennox from 200 yards away when he saw how the situation was escalating. "Just give the idiots the damn bag." He gave up his much sought after position in the food bank queue and ran as fast as he could to his wife, who was waiting for him in the shade of a wall, but she was too far away for him to intercede. He instinctively reached for the pistol that he'd worn in a holster on his right-hand side until a few weeks ago. When he lost his job as a cop, he'd had to hand it in, and private citizens in Detroit weren't permitted to carry a weapon. "Damn," he swore, as Rachel clung to her rucksack with one arm as if her life depended on it. She struck out with the other arm, punching one of the attackers so hard in the face that he stumbled backward, cursing and holding his bloody nose. Lennox knew that Rachel would carry on fighting even if she knew she couldn't win, but it was clear that her attackers weren't going to give up. They didn't notice Lennox until he was practically on top of them. Panicking, one of the masked figures pulled out an old-fashioned pistol, but instead of pointing it at Lennox, he aimed it at Rachel. Lennox no longer remembered whether it was the shot or the flash that confirmed his worst fears, but he kept seeing the same image in slow motion of Rachel falling, a huge bloody hole in her chest, and her long black hair tumbling after her dying body like a flag in the breeze. She had barely hit the ground before one of the attackers ripped the rucksack off her and they all ran away. Lennox fell on his knees on the hot asphalt next to her and tried in vain to close the wound in her chest with his hands. But her large eyes simply stared up at him, empty, as if she couldn't believe what had just happened. He shouted her name, but she didn't answer. The only reply came loud and clear from his inner voice. "She's dead, Len. Oh, God, she's dead." 3 months later, Lennox hastily swallowed down his bean soup.